Manu Patra alerts dated the 25th of September 2017. Bombay High Court has directed the Maharashtra government to take a decision on making arrangements for proper upkeep of children staying in prisons across the state with their mothers who are either under trials or convicts. Supreme Court has directed Supertech Builders in Noida to repay the principal amount with 14% interest to those home buyers who wanted a refund of their investment in the 40 floors twin Emerald Towers being constructed by them. Supreme Court has refused to extend the 14th of September deadline for filling up vacant seats in postgraduate, super specialty and MBBS courses. Supreme Court has opened the doors for colorblind students to pursue MBBS course by ordering the admission of two such candidates, who have scored high marks in the entrance examination, for the next academic year. Supreme Court has expressed its helplessness when a petitioner sought the Apex Court's directions to abolish mosquitoes from the country. The Apex Court said, "What you are asking us to do, only God can do. Do not ask us to do things which only the God can do. We are not gods." Supreme Court has expressed displeasure over dispersal of the Nirbhaya Fund and said that an unhappy state of affairs prevails on the issue since there is a lot of confusion in the absence of clarity on who is responsible for paying compensation to sexual assault victims, and at what stage it has to be paid. Supreme Court has quashed a non-bailable warrant issued by a trial court in Srinagar against activist Madhu Kishwar for not appearing before it in a criminal defamation case filed by a Kashmir-based journalist. Supreme Court has upheld the Hyderabad High Court's decision to cancel the anticipatory bail granted to Bollywood producer Kareem Murani, accused of raping an aspiring actress. Allahabad High Court has directed the Uttar Pradesh government to reconsider the arrangement at model liquor shops which allow people to sit and consume alcohol. Delhi High Court wants third-party audit of all Delhi government hospitals, starting with Janakpuri Super Speciality and Rajiv Gandhi Super Speciality Hospitals. Delhi High Court has directed its information officer to disclose under the RTI the marks awarded by an interview panel to candidates of Delhi High Judicial Service, DHJS, examination held in 2013. Delhi High Court has directed the municipal bodies to carry out mapping and geotagging of public toilets to make them more accessible for citizens. The court found it difficult to ascertain the location of public toilets in the city. Gujarat High Court has quashed a probe against a judge accused of sexually harassing a woman lawyer in the courtroom on the ground of delay in inquiry by other judges. Delhi High Court has sought the government's response on a plea seeking a stay on the operations of social media platforms Facebook and WhatsApp till a decision is taken whether to regulate their call services. "We cannot have another gas chamber situation," the Delhi High Court said while issuing several directions to the states of Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Punjab and Haryana to curb stubble burning. Punjab and Haryana High Court has granted bail to three convicts in the infamous blackmailing and gang rape case of a student of OP Jindal Global University at Sonipat while observing that woman's statement offered an alternate conclusion of misadventure stemming from a promiscuous attitude and a voyeuristic mind. Derisively calling DTA as "don't do anything," the Delhi High Court slammed working of the civic agency and imposed steep costs. Orissa High Court has issued show cause notice to the CBI asking it to reply as why the agency's sleuth centered the house of sitting High Court Judge Justice C.R. Dash on the 19th of September late night. In addition to CBI, both the state and the central government have also been issued notices on the matter. National Green Tribunal has directed the East Delhi Municipal Corporation, EDMC, to submit an action plan on the bio-stabilization of the Kazipur landfill site. National Green Tribunal has rapped the Ministry of Environment and Forests for not abiding by its directions on implementation of a notification on air pollution emission standards and water consumption for coal-based thermal power plants. National Green Tribunal has rapped the Delhi government over its failure to file a compliance report with regard to the Supreme Court order on changing the land use of Millennium Bus Depot site on Yamuna floodplains.